talking baseball. Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball.
This is the Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. I'm in for John Hockenberry this morning. Well, we are talking baseball. The Red Sox beat the Yankees 9-7 last night. This was the first major league game of the year, but opening day is actually today. And down in Washington, D.C., not too far from where I live, President Barack Obama will be on hand to throw the first pitch out at the Washington Nationals game tonight. He's throwing out the first pitch, and comedian Bill Schultz has some advice for the president. That takes guts to give the president advice, but maybe from the mound he needs it. He's Bill Schultz's co-host of Fox News Red Eye with Greg Gutfeld, and he's since throwing out the first pitch for the Chicago White Sox himself, he's become a student of first pitch history. Is that right, Bill?
Well, 2 points I want to address right away. First of all, not a comedian, but I appreciate it. And second of all, it's Gutfeld, and that's hilarious. And we'll keep calling him Gutfeld, though. Let's pronounce it that way.
Okay,
anything that'll bother
you're
my
not
host,
a comedian.
No.
You've got Celeste laughing so far. Yeah.
She's laughing at me.
You may be one by the end of the segment. All right, William Howard Taft threw out the first pitch 100 years ago as president of the United States, and President Obama 100 years later repeats the ritual. So what advice do you have for the president from the mound? Because I've seen a lot of pitches in the dirt.
First of all, it's weird that Taft did it 100 years ago and Obama's doing it today. As Taft, as you know, is much more a man of our time than Obama ever will be. Taft was about 350 pounds,
right?
Even. Obama's like 160 soaking wet. Mm-hmm. And in this day and age, you know, Taft was a fat reactionary. Obama is a skinny pragmatist. Taft is a man for our time. Taft should be thrown at the ball. Obama should have done it back then.
Right.
So, when everyone was a little more like Obama.
So the skinny pragmatist goes with the slider? Or what's your point?
But in Taft's time, mostly because he couldn't move, you did it from your seat. You didn't actually go to the mound.
Sat down while he threw out the first pitch.
The bunting, yeah.
Well, Taft sat a lot, let's be honest. Taft was quite the sitter. And I did it for the White Sox. And the reason I'm here to talk about it I'm doing it for the White Sox and did an article on Maxim coming out this week. Last year, both Obama and I are both White Sox fans. We share a lot of other things in common, but that's
obviously
the big one. I have an amazing tan.
And he's also not a comedian, right?
You're right, exactly.
Right. All right, well, let me ask you this. The president has a good jump shot. We've seen him recently playing basketball, but he doesn't throw a lot of baseball around as far as we know. So does he need to be on the South Lawn today warming up the arm? Because he doesn't want to throw one in the dirt in front of everybody.
Exactly. He claims that last time, with a very odd camera angle to sort of hide any bad things he might show, he claims last time that he was not allowed to practice beforehand. But last time we saw him was last year's All-Star game, odd camera angle. Of course, we remember the poor choice that was the mom jeans that he wore.
Right.
He's got to work on that for this. But when I did it, the one thing that I found, the thing everyone told me is you don't pitch the ball. Whereas Ozzie Guillen said, don't pitch the ball. Whatever you want to pitch the ball, don't pitch the ball. Just throw the ball. And after I had a translator come in and figure out what he was trying to say, I realized that it's a throwing moment. You don't want to do a wind-up. No high kick. You pretend like you're throwing to your son, or in my case, my five illegitimate sons. Don't pretend like you're throwing to a catcher in a major league game.
And he says he's not a comedian. So humble. Bill Schultz.
Say hi to all
and
of them, but I don't remember
jeans,
their names.
Yeah.
Bill Schultz from Fox's Red Eye, which is on late at night. You know, the one thing I always envied about you is that you've had members of GWAR on your show as regulars, which is pretty great.
They're awesome.
Well, the president is throwing out the first pitch tonight at the Nationals game. Let's take this opportunity to wish the Nationals a half-decent season. Please, guys. Maybe something approaching 300 or 500. I'd love it.
You're a Nationals fan?
Thanks, Bill.
I'm so sorry.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.